afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Studio Podcast. I am your host once again, GL. I apologize, guys, because I've been away for the past couple of weeks. With all the events that have been happening surrounding the coronavirus pandemic, I have been doing nothing but trying to secure and take care of my own family. And man, this is just crazy what has been going on. I'd be lying if I wasn't a little bit transparent in telling you guys that this thing has affected me just a little bit in my mind and in my heart. I cannot believe that as a world we are going through this. I cannot believe we are right now in this type of season, for lack of a better word. And what I do know, though, is that the only thing that we can do is go to Jesus, plain and simple. Pray, seek the Lord, hold on to his unchanging hand, and let's not be fearful. You know, the Bible does say that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, meaning that we're in a spiritual battle. There's a lot of things that we see going on with our physical eye, but let me tell you something. There is a spiritual world, and there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that if you're not prayed up and you're not really in tune with the Lord, you're really not going to understand what is going on. What's been happening with me throughout the past month is that the Lord's been really pushing me to pray, to basically get some of the crooked ways and things that I have not been doing to straighten up. Hey, I'm guilty just like anybody else. But I've been really spending some time praying in the morning and making certain that I've started my day off right. And I've been talking to the Lord throughout the day. And I would encourage you guys to do the same. Let me tell you something. It takes the pressure off from what you hear. He gives you a peace unlike any other after you have spent some real, transparent, and heart cooperative time with him. God is our source, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you that are fearful and that are within an earshot of my voice and still feeling a little bit fearful, well, if you're not listening to me right now, I'm gonna play a brother that you're gonna listen to and understand what Mr. Canton Jones is saying when he talks about angels. We'll be back on the flip side here in the studio.
Protection, protection from hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. Protection, protection from hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. Protection, protection from hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. Protection, protection from hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. People dying every day. It won't come near me. It won't come near me. It won't come near me. People dying every day. It won't come near me. It won't come near me. It won't come near me. They shoot, blah, blah. It won't come near me. It won't come near me. It won't come near me. They shoot, blah, blah. It won't come near me. It won't come near me. It won't come near me.
surround you. Around me, they surround me.
Protection, protection from hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. Protection, protection from hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger. From hurt, harm, and danger.
New trim? Do you have a vintage car that needs a fresh look? Well, contact Florida Auto Trim. They do convertible tops, rag tops, complete interior, headliners, domestic and imports. Contact Florida Auto Trim, 561-968-8724, located at 2807 Forest Hill Boulevard in West Palm Beach, Florida. That's Florida Auto Trim, 561-968-8724. Florida Auto Trim, the auto interior specialists.
Back in the studio, bills paid. Thank you for Florida Auto Trim for sponsoring this program. I thank you so very much for your continued support, guys. Well, hope you guys have enjoyed the music, and I hope you guys are enjoying some of the commentary as well here on the studio. As you guys know, I am trying to put together something that is going to entertain you and keep you guys guessing at the same time and coming back for more. But I'm not sure about what I'm about to do. I don't know if it's going to hit you guys the way I really hope that it does, but yeah, we're going to go into some jokes. I'm going to say it right off the bat. They corny. Some of these church jokes are really, really corny. Like, I mean, check it. Listen. Here's one. I don't know, boy. Listen to this. On Sunday, in a Midwest city, a young child was acting up during the morning worship hour. The parents did their best to maintain some sense of order in the pew, but were losing the battle. I'm certain some of you parents can, you know, relate to this. But check it. Finally, the father picked up the little guy and walked straight out of the church, the sanctuary, on his way out. Just before reaching the safety of the corridor, you know, that little entryway before you get into the sanctuary, the little one called loudly to the congregation, "Pray for me, pray for me." I have not read these before, so I don't know what the punchline is going to be. I ain't got a clue. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I said they were corny, but in actuality, this one ain't too bad because I just got a picture of it of a little kid. You know, when they like four or five years old, they got a lot of lip, and then they all of a sudden turn around and they just say things that you wouldn't expect. I can picture a little kid doing that. All right, I got two more for you, and I hope they half as decent as this last one. Now, this one has to do with the church board, so a board meeting. And the announcement goes as follows. There will be a meeting of the board immediately after the service, announced the pastor. After the close of service, the church board gathered at the back of the auditorium for the announced meeting. But there was a stranger in their midst, a visitor who had never attended their church before. "My friend," said the pastor, "didn't you understand that this is a meeting of the board?" "Yes," said the visitor. "And after today's sermon, I suppose I'm just as bored as anyone else who came to this meeting. Man, who would do something like that, man? Woo! I bet you one thing, he might not come back to the church after that one. Anyways, check it, they might not have him come back. Anyways, the last one of the corny church jokes, and I'm just gonna call, you know what, that's what I'm gonna name this segment. The corny church jokes segment is this one. A friend was in front of me coming out of church one day, and the preacher was standing at the door, as he always is, to shake hands. He grabbed my friend by the hand and pulled him aside. The pastor said to him, "You need to join the army of the Lord." My friend replied, "I'm already in the army of the Lord, Pastor." Pastor questioned, "How come I don't see you except on Christmas and Easter?" He whispered back, "I'm in the Secret Service." It's at this point, I just wish I had, like, you know, just the birds singing. That was kind of cool. But anyways, that is the corny church joke segment here on the studio. I certainly hope you guys liked it. Did you like 1 out of 2, 0 for 3, 3 for 3, 2 out of 3? You know, let me know. Check me on Facebook at 1GL Hodges, Twitter, GL Hodges Music, Instagram, GL Hodges Music, and let me know what you think. Actually, on Instagram, it's GL Hodges M-U-S-I-Q is what it is. So look for me there. I have my own page for this podcast. And I certainly hope that you guys have enjoyed the show thus far. You know what? After these jokes, I mean, they could have been better. I'll do a better job of trying to find, you know what I'm saying? Something a little bit more funny or more engaging and stuff. Yeah, let me go at it again and let you know. I have a podcast page on Instagram called GL Hodges Music. That's GLMUSIQ. And I'd like to build my followers. I'm going to keep you guys entertained and let you guys know what is going on, what's up. And, you know, I certainly hope that you guys will support the show, the studio. We're trying to do some big things here. We're trying to, you know, utilize what God has given us. This is quarantine time. I mean, everybody is under quarantine. The governor of Florida has finally issued that as of 12 o'clock tonight, midnight, Rob DeSantis, he is shutting down Florida. We're not allowed to move. We're not allowed to go anywhere. The police will be out, and I guess they're trying to limit the amount of people that are going out because people are really just breaking the law, doing their own thing, and not paying attention to the severity of this coronavirus. And, you know, I can't blame it. It's what it is. So what I'm here to tell you guys is be encouraged, and I certainly hope that I have lifted some of your spirits, even with those corny jokes. Up next, the one and only Dietrich Haddon with Open Door Season. Hey, keep your head up, man. It's going to get better. God's going to pull us through here on the...
like the sun, cut like precious diamonds, with colors by the millions. This is the only world we know, and for now this rental's our home. If we gon' be a reflection, gotta make this dirt rock glow. Just so you know.
Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, making music for the people. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, Jesus, music for the people.
In the city might be more than pretty pretty. That freaky shine might be more than meets the eye. Anytime you see the sparkle in the dark, you might look deeper, deeper. It might be more than simply fear. Yo, that smile might be joy that's connected to the spirit. The spirit might be contagious. If you dare, you dare come near it. I remember, can't forget. Peace that you can't second guess. Sparkle as the light reflects. We write and pay it forward checks.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, making music for the people. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, Jesus, music for the people.
Shine bright here on the studio podcast. I want to say what's up to everybody on Facebook right now. Can you guys hear me? Communicate, do something. Let me know. If you guys can hear me, just wave, do something. I need to know if y'all can hear me at all. But welcome to the program. Thank you so very much. We have exactly 10 minutes left of the programming today. And I have really tried to make certain that you guys are engaged and informed. Listen, regarding the coronavirus, in all honesty, I think we should just heed what we're told and do the best that we possibly can do to just deal with this thing. Stay in prayer consistently, find creative ways to keep our children engaged, and do the best that you can do with the time that you have. Work out at home, try new adventures, baking, cooking. If you've never done it, try doing it. If you never baked, try baking. Whatever it is, even go live on social media and have a conversation with your followers and stuff like that, like I'm doing today. What is up, Facebook? You know, and realistically, you never know. It's a great way to spend some time. It's a great way to burn through some of this, I guess you could say, unused airspace, this unused time. We're usually all at work at this time. We're usually out and about and doing things, you know what I'm saying? And right now we're under quarantine, we're under house arrest. I hate to use that term, but it's what it is. It's what it's gonna be now for at least till the end of the month here in South Florida. In other parts of the world, I'm sure there are different times, but in these uncertain times, I guess the show theme of today is to pray, realistically. I'm not trying to force anybody to do so. I'm just challenging you to do so because, man, what else, what do you got to lose? What in the world do you have to lose? You know what I mean? And just pray that, you know what I mean? We'll get through this, you know, not get under it, not get over it, but get through it. It's a crazy set of circumstances, set of time, and it's really what it is. So keep your head above ground, keep it going, and don't be dismayed by what we're dealing with and what's going on. Okay. Next up, His Grace by artist GL Hodges here on the.
There's no grace.
All right. Y'all ready? Come on. Here we go. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, Lord. Devil's got you in mind games, compromising your faith for belief, cause you can't sustain the strain. You turn on the television, Bishop Long's telling you, just confess your sin to the Lord, you'll feel like you.
Now give the Lord praise, you see, cause you've been set free.
It's amazing, you'll forever change.
His presence now lives all in you.
Ain't nothing you can do. The rebirth of you has taken place. Looking at this time, there's confusion everywhere. Devastation near and far, people living in all fear. With all this going on, you wonder where can you turn. But check the path of your life, He's been carrying you.
Just look to the heels of the Lord, that's where your help comes from.
As He's promised, He won't let you down. Oh.
It don't matter what's going on
all around you.
Just know cause of His love, His grace does abound. There's no grace like His grace. You once was lost, but now you're found.
How sweet the sound.
You've been reborn, yes, been remade. His love for you turned you around.
His
His Grace by the one and only GL Hodges here on the studio. Well, guys, it is about time for me to close shop. The show is officially closing down for today. I know, y'all are sad. I'm joking. I'm busting your chops. No, real talk. It's time to close the show. We have done at least 45 minutes of podcast radio here in the beautiful state of South Florida. I have enjoyed myself. I certainly hope you guys can. Listen to the show again when you guys are ready on Spotify, iTunes. They will be up in a few hours, if not by tomorrow morning for certainty. And you guys listen to the studio. It'll be episode number 7 today's episode. Episode number 7 of the studio. Thank you so much to everybody in Facebook world that is watching, that is listening. Thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming by. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to what I've got to say, to listen to the commentary. Tune in tomorrow, where hopefully I will have a pop-up again. I'll have another podcast for you guys and with more music. Listen, for those of you that don't listen to gospel music whatsoever, for those of you that, how do I put it, aren't religious, let me explain something to you. I dare you to listen, because you're going to hear some things that are going to make you go, I didn't know gospel was like that. It isn't all about choirs and soloists doing all fancy stuff with their voices. You got some real amazing talent, you understand me, in gospel music, and also amazing talent here in South Florida. So listen in tomorrow, and you know, you guys ain't going to believe what you guys are going to hear. So make certain that you come back and you listen in on the studio. Thanks again for joining, everybody. I pray that you guys will have a great, great rest of the afternoon. And please come back tomorrow for another episode, podcast number 7 of the studio, here with your boy GL Hodges. We're going to ride out right now with the one and only Erica Campbell, one half of the duo Mary Mary with I Love God. This one was a big one. This one was a big track back in 2018. She really did a spin on it because everybody knows that Erica can sing. But what she did was she really took a spin on things and really took this music, this particular style of, I don't know if you, what you want to call it. Yeah, praise. You want to take it there? Well, we call it praise to the streets. Erica Campbell here on the studio. I'll see you on the flip side tomorrow. I love God.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I've seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of him. No, it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he coming, I'm missing y'all. I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you? I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall. You remember I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do. I do. No one could throw you off. Oh, we got you covered. Protect us from it all. That's what makes me love him. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.